It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What kind of course?
A 9-hole short course.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Was the monster
Tony come from?
The little blue fluffy thing with an eye in it?
The what?
Whoa. This is Marconi Award-winning.
Well, you didn't like him, huh?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Did I dump that?
That was the monster.
Boy, you are the gift that keeps on giving, man.
God. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, White Elephant has really influenced this week's emergency break of the week. People working outside of their normal shifts, and right here during this time period on Wednesday morning, we had Jake, we had Corby, we had Danny, Mike Saroy, and Sean. This was a wild show. It was really funny. These guys did a lot of really funny bits. Corby had the idea, hey, let's run down the top five songs on the Billboard right now. The problem is he didn't preview them, and these were not the radio edits that Corby tried to put out on the air. And as you asked the question the other day, Gordo, how has Corby survived all these years? Well, here's another example of that.
Let's see. Here is number five. Pull this up, Mino. This is Future and Drake. No?
Yeah, I've just... Mino and I have had this
working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
I really think
yeah, you're going to want to dump
what
that.
What a living dummy. Crap.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What'd he say?
If it says explicit, don't play it.
Did he say bad word?
Yeah, the worst word.
Well, it's maybe not a bad word to you, but here.
Did he say the N-word?
He did. He did.
Oh, man.
Maybe we should just read the names of these songs.
He said, oh, man.
Oh.
You hate it.
So that's not cool?
No, man.
That's tough. Oh, man. It's tough on the radio. And then number one is...
Number one, is that Billy Joel's Downeaster Alexa?
No.
What?
It's this song by Roddy Ricch. You can pull this up.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Do you know The Box? Whoops.
What? Oh, I know this one. And the first, I'm pretty sure you're going to get about...
Dude.
Well, you're going to get one line in.
Is it... What? Is the first word in?
This yes, probably.
In.
Let's roll the dice. In.
I can't do it anymore.
I told you.
Well, I could understand what that...
I didn't even hear a cuss.
I didn't either.
Which one was it?
What was it? Which word was it?
There was an F in there, but there was about to be multiple non-Fs. What do you think?
Can these people just not...
These people?
Who are these people?
The artists.
Spotify executives. Oh.
The suits.
Executives.
Can they not get through one lyric without using bad language?
Muse the nerve. Next.
How about looking for the radio edit before you play them?
Jeez.
So dicey.
This is just crazy that it's not just one e-brake. He goes on and has two others. Another song and then calling him.
Yeah, he's a high-volume shooter.
People.
There's no doubt about that. That Corby, who is up as candidate number one in the e-brake. And y'all are going to be shocked by candidate number two. He rarely gets nominated. In fact, I'm trying to think of the last time he got nominated. Has he ever been nominated? He works on our show.
He's been nominated.
It's been a while, Fernando, since you've been nominated. Have you ever won?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's shocking, A, that he gets nominated, and B, for what he said. Now, Fernando and I were working 3 to 7 with Norm, Donovan, and Julie, and Ham, and... Norm, Donovan, Julie, they work together every day. Julie's the newest member of the team. We don't know her really well. We don't have a lot of interaction with her, so we thought we would get to know Julie for Fernando and myself to ask her questions. Fernando told me before we did this, he said, hey, I've got some, I got a fastball question. And I said, okay, well, yeah, heat up. If you got a tough question, go ahead and ask it. Maybe it's, you know, make for good radio. I was shocked, and maybe this is proof that working with Gordo over the years has finally started to influence Fernando.
All right, Fernando.
All right, so, Job, I have a question for you first. Do I attack this? I'm, you know, should I give my heater first or a setup pitch?
I go with the heat.
Ooh,
yeah.
All right.
Go with the heat and just, yeah, let her know all what she's got to deal with.
All right. Julie.
Yes, Fernando.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa,
gracious.
Fernando!
What the hell?
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to kiss a girl?
Wow. Oh, my gosh!
So this is what he was talking about last night.
That's the most shocking thing.
Would you like to now?
What are you doing?
What is going on?
Okay.
This is Julie. This is like our sister.
There are no guests allowed in the studio.
If I had a sister, I would have asked my sister.
I would never ask my sister.
I have
that
two
question.
Of them, and there's not a chance in hell I'm asking them that question.
Well, you're not me.
It's okay. I did say you could ask me anything you
that
want.
That is true.
I was not expecting that. But no.
Well, you said come with the heater.
Okay. Yeah, he threw the heater.
Randy Johnson.
And he really did. No, I've never kissed a girl, Fernando, and I don't want to right now.
I cannot believe Fernando asked that question.
You don't.
I was so shocked. I don't know about y'all.
Fernando
but that
have
is
his,
so out of character for
have
Fernando.
Have his khakis around his ankles at the time, too?
I don't know. He was in another studio,
sick.
So I couldn't see him at the time.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're trying to desperately get material.
Well,
to,
then what does that make you sound
right
like?
To get to the mountaintop.
So I was listening to this live, and the reason it didn't shock me is because I've heard Gordo ask that of random women for 27 years now.
That's not a go-to. Yeah, kind of gotten away from that one.
You haven't heard me since the pivot.
Out with the wires. That may be true. Yeah. That may be true, but I've heard it so much over the years that I just, to me, it was a typical ticket question.
Yeah, yes. I guess I haven't heard it on the ticket in a long, long time.
Hey, I was
since
a young
Gordo says the pivot.
When did the pivot happen?
I don't know. It just happened.
I don't know. Some time
just,
ago.
I just know that it's happened.
Hey, I was a young Nolan Ryan. I had bad control.
All right, one more time.
Yeah, but you kept firing at her. That's what's weird. You hit her with a pitch, and then you closed the distance and kept throwing.
Well,
yeah.
I had really bad control.
Or do you want to? And would you want to right now? That's the made it right. So creepy, Uncle.
That's what makes it sound like his pants were down.
One more.
All right, Fernando.
All right, so, Jeb, I have a question for you first. Do I attack this? Should I give my heater first or a setup pitch?
I'd go with the heat.
Ooh,
yeah.
All right.
Go
all
with
right.
the heat and just, let her know
all
what
right.
she's got to deal with.
All right. Julie.
Yes, Fernando.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Oh, my goodness
Whoa,
gracious.
Fernando!
What the hell?
Okay.
Oh, have you ever
gosh.
Wanted to kiss a girl?
Oh, my gosh!
So this is what he was talking
that's
about
the most
last
shocking
night.
Thing
Would you like
ever.
To now?
What are you doing?
Okay.
This is Julie. This is like our sister.
There are no guests allowed in the studio.
If I had a sister, I would have asked my sister.
I would never ask my sister
that
question.
I have two of them, and there's not a chance in hell I'm asking them that question.
Well, you're not me.
It's okay. I did say you could ask me anything you
want.
That
is true.
I was not expecting that. But no.
Well, you said come with the heater.
Okay, yeah, you threw the heater.
Randy Johnson.
And you really did. No, I've never kissed a girl, Fernando, and I don't want to right now.
I cannot believe Fernando asked that question.
You don't know me, John.
Being bisexual doubles your chances of a date on Saturday night.
Wow. Man, okay, well, all right. All right, so
that's called investigative reporting, George.
That was out of character, Fernando, on White Elephant Day. That's all right. You brought heat, as did candidate number three, Justin Montemayor. Now we had Mark Stein on, very well respected NBA reporter, now with the New York Times, formerly Dallas Morning News, worked for the Washington Post, for ESPN. We talked some hoop with him, and last couple of years we've done Monty on Monty. So we had the wild idea, how about Monty on Mark? But again, just like Fernando, Monty went with a heater question, and Mark Stein didn't really know how to respond.
One more question for you. So now we're going to have three Ball brothers in the NBA. LaMelo got drafted this year. LiAngelo signed a contract with the Pistons today, so that's now three players that the LeVar Ball family has put in the NBA. In your 28 years of experience, what would you say is the ideal sex position to create an NBA player?
You know, that is also a question that's never been posed to me. I can't say I have an answer at my disposal here. And I also have to be, I hate to be this guy, because I'm rooting for all three Ball brothers to get in the NBA, but LiAngelo's not in the NBA yet. He got a training camp contract for the Pistons. So if he makes it, a lot of people are going to owe LeVar Ball an apology.
I think Monty owes you one, Mark, after that last question.
No, man, it's a ticket. Anything's fair.
he has COVID, so he may ask really wacky questions.
Wow. All right.
Every year, Monty will deliver the shocking question like that. Poor Mark Stein. He was teed up, but I don't know if he was expecting that one.
That is the definition of taken aback.
I've never been asked that question before in all my years covering the NBA. So those are your three shocking candidates, Corby, Fernando, or Monty. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You got any pictures of your wife?
Jeez, man. Dude. Come on.
Come on. It's Christmas.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Mises. Merry Christmas. I like to vote for Corby and those people.
Oh, thank you, Cassidy. By the way, wasn't it Christmas where Gordo made you very sad one year?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, why are you bringing that up, Junior?
Sorry, we're all having fun here.
Cassie, are you 14 yet, or are you still 13?
No, I'm still 13. I'll turn 14 next year.
And what are you wanting for Christmas this year?
To meet you guys. But I know because of COVID, I can't have that. But
right, you're damn right.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yes, cuss. Oh, no.
No, it isn't cuss. We're not Corby. So you don't know what you want for Christmas?
I think I got some stuff from my dad that I wanted, but I can't think of anything else so far.
All right, okay. Well, good.
Whatever
good.
You want, we hope you get that for Christmas. Yeah. Merry Christmas there, Cassidy.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Corby.
Sports caller, you are on the air.
Corby, please.
Okay, right there. That's how you vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Users, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me Fernando. Mazel. Good things.
All right.
Thanks, Stan. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Users, it's Mike Breen, and I got to vote for Creepy Fernando Fernandez. Bang!
That was great because he had production music, but that was the worst Mike Breen.
Well, maybe for like a second, I bought it. And then, yeah, the voice kind of went away, but that was great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me the heater with Fernando Valenzuela, and y'all have a great day.
Oh, well, you too.
Yeah, did Fernando roll his eyes back up in his head before he asked Julie that question?
Real exaggerated wind up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Uh-oh. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
We think.
Oh, good. I'm here, and it's great because this is the first time I've been on air since 2020 BC. Before COVID, that is.
Oh.
But in all seriousness, guys, before I vote, Junior, I've been jarring my tots for the last couple months, and I wanted to see when I could turn these in.
Yeah, I'm going to be out this weekend. I'll tweet the locations. I'll be collecting tots for tots. That's our annual Christmas drive.
What do?
We take your new and gently used tater tots, collect them, and we take them to kids who are kind of hungry.
Oh.
Let's make it a mockery.
Kids
of,
who are kind of hungry.
For kids for Christmas.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
Who wants used tots?
Lots of the guy pulling dynamite. Class. All right, you got a vote? All right, guess not.
Hello.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, is this Lisa?
Lisa, the combative caller?
It is.
Okay, Lisa,
look out.
I'm still 36.
Still 36, okay. Yeah. What do you want Cassie to get for Christmas?
Lisa?
I would like for COVID to go away.
Oh, that'd be a good gift for everybody. Yeah.
World peace.
Who you want to vote for there, Lisa?
I want to vote for Corby.
Okay, thank you very much. We hope you have a good weekend.
She's so low energy and unimpressed at being on radio.
With everything. Yep. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Man, it sure has been cold this week.
Who's this?
How cold is it?
Man, I don't know. I'm just so bummed about FC Dallas getting knocked out. How did they not get through? I don't know.
Vote! Vote!
Okay, give me Craig Rosengarten.
Okay, he's not not a candidate. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, this is the fake Tiger Woods, and I vote for Fernando.
That is the worst fake Tiger ever.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah. Who is currently in last place?
Monty?
I will then vote strategically for Mr. Monty.
Who is this?
Yeah, who is this?
Don Cornelius?
I think you called me Deep Voice Guy before.
Okay, thanks, Deep Voice Guy. Sounds like Deep the guy sings guy. Chocolate Rain. And her yeah, it does sound like Tay Zonde.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, I'm just looking for some material. I was wondering if Fernando's ever kissed a guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Fernando Fernandez.
All right, Fernando.
All right, so, Jeb, I have a question for you first. Do I attack this? Should I give my heater first or a setup pitch?
I'd go with the heat.
Ooh,
yeah.
All right.
Go all with right. the heat and just, let her know what right. she's got to deal with.
All right. Julie.
Yes, Fernando.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa,
gracious.
Fernando!
What the hell?
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to kiss a girl?
Oh my gosh!
So this is what he was talking about last night.
That's the most shocking thing.
Would you like
ever.
To now?
Whoa! What are you doing?
Okay.
This is Julie. This is like our sister.
There are no guests allowed in the studio.
If I had a sister, I would have asked my sister.
I would never ask my sister that question.
I have two of them, and there's not a chance in hell I'm asking them that question.
Well, you're not me.
It's okay. I did say you could ask me anything you want.
That is true.
I was not expecting that. But no.
Well, you said come with the heater.
Okay, yeah, he threw the heater.
Randy Johnson.
And he really did. No, I've never kissed a girl, Fernando, and I don't want to right now.
I cannot believe Fernando asked that question.
You don't know me, John.
Well, doubles your chances of a date on Saturday night.
Wow. Man, okay, well.
All
right.
All righty then.
It's my turn.
Fernando, how many wins is that
That's
for you?
That's the fourth win for me. 114 behind Norman Chicken Breast Hiscus.
Do y'all remember the last time Fernando won an e-break?
No.
I don't either. Congratulations, Fernando.
Thank you, George.